The following is a presentation of Got Questions Ministries.
What does it mean to have a form of godliness but deny its power? In 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Apostle Paul describes the nature of people in the last days. In his description, he warns of people who are characterized as having a form of godliness but denying its power, verse 5. Paul then issues this command, "Have nothing to do with such people." Paul often uses contrast to emphasize an attitude he wishes to highlight. In 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 4, he gives Timothy a long list of sinful behaviors and attitudes that are contrary to God's will. In verse 5, he tells Timothy to avoid those who state they are Christians with their mouths, they have a form of godliness, but who act as unbelievers, they deny the power of godliness. Those who have a form of godliness are those who make an outward display of religion. They present themselves as godly, but it is all for show. There's no power behind their religion, as evidenced in the fact that their lives are unchanged. They speak of God and live in sin, and they are fine with that arrangement. As commentator Charles Eliot wrote, quote, "These, by claiming the title of Christians, wearing before men the uniform of Christ, but by their lives dishonoring His name, did the gravest injury to the holy Christian cause." End of quote. These false Christians are destructive. Paul warns that they will creep into households and make captives of gullible women loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, and that they are always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, 2 Timothy 3, verses 6 and 7. He compares them to the wicked magicians who opposed Moses and warns that their folly and corrupt minds will be revealed to all eventually. The power of God, which should accompany the form of godliness, is shown through the Holy Spirit and results in the transformation of our lives. The Holy Spirit indwells the believer and enables him to bear certain fruit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the attributes of a true Christian, as opposed to Paul's list of sins in 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 4. Paul's exhortation to Timothy falls in line with James' explanation of how to identify a true faith in James chapter 2. True faith must be evidenced by good works, which will occur naturally. If a person says he's a Christian, but shows no evidence in his life by bearing the fruit of the Spirit, we have a judgment to make about him and avoid that person. He may have a form of godliness, but he's denying God's power by not letting himself be controlled by the Spirit. In fact, if his faith is not genuine, he cannot be controlled by God's power, because the Holy Spirit does not dwell in him. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. The natural person may have a form of godliness, but he denies God's power in the way he lives. Only faith in Jesus Christ can bring justification and the transformation he so desperately needs.
God Questions Ministry seeks to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ by providing biblical answers to today's questions. Online at gotquestions.org.